10-year-old Bobby was watching the evening news with his dad as a report about war in the Middle East ended. Bobby turned to his dad and said, "Dad, how do wars begin?" His father replied, "Well, son, take World War I for example. It all started when Germany invaded Belgium." Before he could finish his thought, his wife, who just entered the room, interrupted, "That's not how it happened. It began when that Archduke was assassinated." The husband instantly scowled and snapped back, "Are you answering this question or am I?" In case this is following something in your household, it was not copied, I swear. Turning with a huff, the wife stormed from the living room, slamming the kitchen door on her way out. When the dishes in the cabinet finally stopped rattling, an uneasy silence followed. After a minute, the silence was broken by Bobby. "Dad, you don't have to tell me anymore. I know now." So how do you deal with conflict on your team? How do you deal with conflict on your team? Now, your team may be your spouse and you. Your team may be a family of three or four or five. Your team may be who you work with. Your team may be, who you work with at your job. Your team may be who you work with here at the church. Your team can be several different possibilities. So how do you deal with conflict on your team? You see, conflict is a major stress producer for nearly all of us because all of us are in contact with people from day to day. You know, despite Rodney King's plea a number of years ago during the Los Angeles riots, "Can't we all just get along?" Remember that? There are people in our family, in our workplace, at our school, who just rub us the wrong way. Amen? They irritate us. We feel put out, steamed up, ticked off. If something isn't done to resolve the situation, the anger, we flee from the conflict, right? If something isn't done about the situation and the anger, we flee from the conflict. The result causes stress every time we think about that person or that situation. The destructive results from the conflict run the gamut from depression to temper tantrums, to angry outbursts, to riots, to murder, and even to war. In its wake are broken friendships, broken marriages, broken families, and broken lives. Well, in our clip today, as you may be aware and may not remember, this teaching series is taken from the TV series called Survivor. All right, it's loosely associated with that. And if you aren't familiar with this, I advise you to watch it before you allow your children to watch it. Some episodes have some language in them, and some don't. But anyway, this clip is from Survivor a few years ago. And this tribe has had conflicts in it since the very beginning. Just the week before, they were fighting over a banana. Now, remember a couple weeks ago I showed you that clip? All right. 3 days before this clip, Survivor, the show, led the two tribes to believe that they were merging into one tribe. But the truth was, they weren't at all. They weren't going to merge them at all. But in that 3-day period, as you can imagine, strategies ensued. Let's see what it did to this particular tribe.